We can continue the previous one, therefore talking at now. Furthermore, what to do about it? Well, some of us pride ourselves on living in democratic societies that are supposed to be ruled by the people, by us. Now, I guess this would be the test of these democracies. If we people, you and me and all of us, can actually influence the situation, our leaders, and are wise enough to see when they are doing right and when they are doing wrong, and thus vote for those who are not parasites or supporters of the parasites. Now, I'm talking parasites here, but we could look at colonialism to put it more into the actual situation perspective here. So, I would say that we, each and every one of us today, have a responsibility. Not that it's our fault when things look the way they do, but well, if we live in democratic nations and we vote for the wrong leaders, then it is our responsibility. Because they are just representing us, right? So in a way, it is our fault. Well, we have to admit sometimes, I think we really have to today, that democracies can also become dysfunctional, can be hijacked, taken over and run as you could say disguised fascism. So we need to look at that too. And why should we? Why should you and I take on this work to understand these things? What can we do anyway? That won't change anything, will it? Well, you see, the leaders are very few, and they depend on us, the masses of people. If the leaders of a country want to go to war with another country, the ones that are actually fighting the war are us, ordinary people, the masses, the citizens. And if we refuse, all of us, there will be no war. So therefore, and the leaders know this very well, and they have learned to deal with this very well, that what is crucial here is to influence the minds of all of us, to support them, that their version of reality is the right one, and other versions are basically supporting the enemy or something. Sometimes we find this polarity there. So at that time, we need to stop and think, well, I'm being told here that this is the good side and over there is the bad side. Good guys and bad guys and girls. But as I often, well, I use that principle. If I am told to look over there where the bad guy is and fight that bad guy, kill that bad guy, hate that bad guy, or those, I mean, it could be entire nations and people, then maybe I should look the other direction and check out how things look over there. Look a little deeper, because the stronger, when you find this very strong polarization of us, the good versus the others, the bad, then there are reasons to suspect propaganda at work. And what is propaganda for? Well, I guess most people today would say, I don't fall for propaganda. I'm not a victim of propaganda. In our country, in my country, definitely, you know, I look at the news and I, everything coming from the state here, they're telling us the truth. Well, more and more people today are starting to doubt that, and with very practical reasons too. And I would say this is how we need to wake up, by looking a little deeper than that, by doing our homework, checking the facts, looking at it from the other side, or looking at it a little bit from above. Here is the side that they say they are the good ones, and here is the one they say are the bad ones. And you look from over there, they say they are the good ones, and the other ones are the bad ones. What is actually going on? How shall we understand it? And where should I put my vote? What should I believe in? What should I put my faith in, and whom? And how shall I live, make my decisions, whether it's about where I cast my vote or how I live my daily life? And if I'm going to work for that agenda that my leaders are telling me to work for, which may then even be to support some war somewhere, to kill the bad guys, then, you know, I think many of us today can see, and if you can't, then this is what we are trying to show here, that this is probably more important than ever to learn. So that's what we are doing here. But again, we need to look deeper. We need to look at ourselves. Who am I? What is this life about? What is our purpose here on this planet? How can we live satisfied and happy here without causing others suffering? Do I become happy by stealing, taking from others, whether they are my neighbors or from the other side of the planet? Or can I become happy or happier even by sharing, not taking more than I need, and help that we all who live here can get what we need. And so on. And stop being cynical about it, which is simply laziness. Accepting that, well, things are the way they are and there's nothing to do about it, so I won't do anything about it. I will just continue enjoying myself as long as it works. This is, you know, I would say the disease of people who are spoiled by having lived on the, in the privileged, rich side of the world, which is, we have to understand and remember, largely built upon exploitation, built at the cost of people in other parts of the world. And I think that's where we have to start looking, opening our eyes to see the cause and effect, how things are connected. And what it is that is upholding our wealthy life here in these countries where I live.